Unit 8, Lesson 29. New words and expressions.
Danger. In danger. Suddenly. At first. Corner. Cry. Wing. Help. From then on. Simon.
Lesson 29, Exercise 1. Listen to the story and answer the questions.
Zheng Hui and her cousin were playing at their grandmother's house one day, when suddenly they heard a loud crash at the window. They ran outside. At first, they couldn't find anything. Then, Zheng Hui saw something lying in a dark corner. It was a bird. Oh, you poor thing, Zheng Hui said gently. You've broken your wing. It's in pain. I'd better kill it, said her cousin. No, no, you can't just kill it. Birds and animals are living things too, cried Zheng Hui, and she ran to find a box. We can mend its wing. She picked the bird up and put it carefully into the box. Grandma, what should I do? She asked. I don't know how to mend its wing. There's a woman in the next street. Her name is Mrs. Lu. She looks after sick animals. She'll know how you can mend its wing, her grandmother answered after thinking for a minute or two. Zheng Hui went to Mrs. Lu's house and showed her the bird. Mrs. Lu told Zheng Hui to leave it with her. She knew what to do. Can I visit the bird again? Can I bring it some seeds? Asked Zheng Hui. Yes, come and see it as often as you like, and bring some seeds for it too. All help is welcome. From then on, Zheng Hui often went to Mrs. Lu's to help her look after her animals.
Lesson 30. New words and expressions.
Passenger. Pigeon. Passenger pigeon. Forever. Forever. Millions of. So that. By. None. American buffalo. Not only, but also. Save. Stop somebody from doing something. Us.
Lesson 30, Exercise 1. Work in pairs. Student A, read 1.1, and student B, read 1.2. Then answer the questions together.
Dictionary of the World's Birds and Animals. 1.1. Passenger Pigeon. In 1850, millions of these birds lived in the USA. Every year, they flew north to spend the summer in Canada. They flew in groups. These groups were sometimes so large that they turned the sky black. Then people began to move from Europe to the USA to live. These people soon learned that these birds were good to eat and easy to kill. They killed them so quickly that by 1880 there were nearly none left. The last passenger pigeon in the world died in a zoo in 1914.
1.2. American buffalo. 100 years ago, American buffaloes were in danger too. People were killing them not only for their meat, but also for their skins. Once there used to be 20 million of them, but by 1890 there were only 550. People saw they were in danger and worked hard to save them. They stopped other people from killing them. Slowly, the population of these animals began to grow again. Today, there are many thousands of them.
Lesson 31. New words and expressions.
Opening hours. Adult. Coffee. Exit. Entrance. Lantern. Ice Lantern Festival. Unusual.
Lesson 31. Exercise 2. Look at the zoo sign and listen to the zoo's answer phone message. The information you hear will be a little different from the information on the sign. Write down the new information. This is the National Zoo. I'm afraid we're closed at the moment. Our opening hours during December and January are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday. Ticket prices are $11.50 for adults, $5.50 for children over 5 years of age, $30 for family groups. Children under 5 years of age are free. If you want to know more about the National Zoo, please ring again during opening hours. We hope you will visit us soon. Goodbye.
Lesson 32. New words and expressions.
Government. Forest. Unlike. Every 50 years. Hole. Tusk. Adopt.
Lesson 32. Exercise 1. China is the home of the giant pandas. Read and listen and say if the sentences are true or false.
Pandas are one of the world's most favourite animals. People like them because they look like funny, gentle toy bears. But more and more of them are dying. If they go on dying, one day the world may only have toy pandas. Long ago, pandas lived in many different parts of China. But now you can only find them in a few places in the mountains of Sichuan, Shanxi, and Gansu. Although the Chinese government is working very hard to help the pandas and give them a safe place to live, there are not as many pandas as there used to be. Today, there are only about 1,000 living outside zoos. Why? First, there are not as many bamboo forests as there used to be. People have cut down many of the forests so that they can use the land to grow food. Second, unlike other members of the grass family, some kinds of bamboo have flowers and seeds only once every 50 years. This means there are no new bamboo plants for 50 years. Sometimes a whole bamboo forest grows so old that it dies suddenly. Pandas eat a lot of bamboo. They must eat for about 12 hours to get enough food. If there is not enough food for them in one forest, they must move to another. If there are no other forests near, they die. Third, in many places in the world, people will pay a lot of money to have a beautiful panda skin. In one year, 146 pandas died because people wanted to buy their skins.
Unit 8. Time for a rhyme. Pandas in danger.
They live in bamboo forests and eat for 12 hours a day. If there isn't enough for them to eat, they leave and move away. Our pandas are slowly dying. One day they may all be gone. So we have to do something very soon, so that they can live on and on.
Revision exercises. Exercise 1. Circle the words you hear.
1. Even. 2. Stamp. 3. Line. 4. Pick. 5. Less. 6. Sound. 7. Ant. 8. Drop. 9. Seed. 10. Cough.
Exercise 2. Listen to the sentences and fill in the words. 1. Mary took the medicine and soon felt much better. 2. If all the green plants die, all the animals in the world will die too. 3. It was such a dangerous animal that all of us were afraid of it. 4. They didn't visit the museum until they were free during the holidays. 5. The cold wind began to blow, although it was only early autumn. 6. The farmers decided to put the seeds on the ground and let them dry. 7. I'm surprised that my son has spent so much money on the books. 8. Neither Jane nor Hans is the laziest in our class. 9. It seems that my mother is worried about something. 10. She was very pleased to hear from her uncle, and she wrote to him as soon as she got his letter. Exercise 3. Listen to the situations and the questions. Choose the correct responses. 1.
You have just bought a very large new TV, but it is too heavy for you to carry. A man comes over and asks you, "Can I do anything for you?" What do you say if you want him to help you carry the box to the car?
2. Your friend is ill. You think that he needs to go to see the doctor. What do you say to him? 3.
You're walking along the road with your friends. You see that there is a big pool of water in the road. Your friends haven't seen it and are going to walk into it. What do you say to your friends?
4. You want your friend to play table tennis with you tomorrow morning. What do you say to him or her? 5.
Your friend's mother, Mrs. Harris, introduces her friend, Mrs. Jacobs, to you. What do you say to Mrs. Jacobs?
6. An old man gets on a full bus. What do you say to him if you already have a seat? 7.
You're in a big museum. You can't find your way out. What do you ask?
8. You're at your friend's home. You want to leave. What do you say to your friend? Exercise 4. Listen to the questions and the conversations. Choose the best answers. 1. How does Lin Tao like the house? Have you visited Mr. Xu's new house yet, Lin Tao?
Yes, I went there the day before yesterday.
How do you like it?
I think it's the most beautiful house I've ever seen. The house is full of light and the garden is full of beautiful flowers.
I really need to go and have a look.
Yes, I think you should.
2. What's John's hobby? Do you know what John's hobby is?
Reading, I think.
Why do you think so?
His room is full of books. He likes to stay at the library during the holidays, and he always has a book in his hand.
What kind of books does he like?
Sorry, I don't know.
3. What animals are Tim and his friend talking about? Are you reading a book about lions, Tim?
Yes, it's an interesting book.
Do you think that lions are in danger?
Yes, there aren't many lions left in the world today. They live only in some places in Africa.
Is anybody trying to save them?
I think so. I'm not sure.
4. What's the matter with Yong Xian? What's wrong with you, Yong Xian?
I feel bad, Doctor. I've got a headache and I cough a lot. Sometimes I feel hot and sometimes I feel cold.
I think you have a cold. Let me take your temperature. Well, your temperature is a bit high. Take some medicine and have a good rest. 5. What plants does Xiaoling like best? You like growing flowers, don't you, Xiaoling?
Yes, I do.
What flowers do you like best?
My favourite flowers are roses.
What colour of roses do you have?
Red, yellow and green roses.
Do you really have green roses?
Yes, I do.
6. How many countries has Mike's father been to? Your father likes travelling, doesn't he, Mike?
Yes, he does.
What cities has he been to?
Oh, let me think. Well, this year he has already been to London and Manchester, and Beijing, Shanghai and Tokyo. Last year he was in New York and Washington, D.C. And on the way back here, he had some work to do in Paris. I know he's going to Sydney and Canberra later this year, but he hasn't been there before.
Wow, that's a lot of countries. 7. What are the two people talking about?
Do you think manners are the same in all countries?
No, they aren't. Sometimes good manners in one country are bad manners in the other.
What should we do, then, before we visit a foreign country?
It's a good idea to learn something about what the people in the country think is polite or not. You should try to do that before you go. Exercise 5. Listen to the passages and fill in the table.
1. Liu Xiaoting says that her hobby is collecting stamps. She was born in Beijing. Her favourite city is Beijing, too. Her favourite animals are cats.
2. Zhang Gang says that his hobby is making model planes. He now has over 20 little planes. He has been to a lot of cities in China, but he likes Shanghai best. Zhang Gang says that his favourite flowers are sunflowers.
3. Joan says that she likes swimming very much. She goes swimming every day. She likes pets. Dogs are her favourite animals. She likes London best.
4. Tenping says his hobby is collecting toy cars. He has all kinds of toy cars. Most of them are small. He was born in Guangzhou, so Guangzhou is his favourite city. He likes fish. Fish are his favourite animals.
5. Liang Li likes growing vegetables. She says that growing vegetables is her hobby. Carrots are her favourite plants. She thinks that they are very good for her. Her favourite city is Foshan.
6. Wang Xin says that his hobby is playing basketball. He plays every day. Wang Xin has been to a lot of cities in China. He says he likes Hangzhou best. He tells us that his favourite animals are pandas. Exercise 6. Listen and answer the questions you hear.
1. What's your hobby? 2. Do you keep animals? 3. What's your favourite animal? 4. Do you think plants are very important to us? 5. Which city have you been to? 6. Is it good manners or bad manners to talk a lot when you are having a meal? 7. Do you think many animals are in danger? 8. Which story books have you read?
Exercise 7. Listen to the passage and say if the sentences are true or false. Many animals are in danger, and it is not easy for people to see them outside zoos. Zoos cannot be exactly like the animals' real homes, but zookeepers do their best to try to keep the animals happy. For example, they try to make sure that the animals have the kind of food that they usually eat. This is not always an easy thing to do. Very large animals, like elephants, eat much more food in one day than we eat in 2 weeks. Some of them eat only one or two kinds of food. Some animals can eat only plants, and some animals only meat. Pandas eat bamboo, birds eat seeds and insects, tigers and lions eat meat. Many animals, like monkeys, bears and kangaroos, have many of the same things that we do. They eat carrots, meat, fish, potatoes, eggs, and other vegetables. Zookeepers even give milk to the baby animals if they have no mothers. Keeping the animals well and happy is the most important and sometimes the most difficult part of a zookeeper's job. Exercise 8. Listen to the story and answer the questions.
One morning, some little chickens went to the town. On the road, one of the chickens saw a monkey. "What are those things behind your eyes?" she asked. When the monkey heard this, he laughed. He said, "Do you really not know?" "No, I don't," said the chicken. "I really don't know what they are. Could you tell me, please?" "Okay, I'll tell you," answered the monkey. "Behind my eyes are my ears." "But I haven't got anything like that behind my eyes," said the chicken, worriedly. "That means that I have no ears." Then she began to cry, and she ran all the way home. When she got home, her mother looked at her and asked, "My dear little daughter, what's the matter?" The little chicken slowly stopped crying, and at last she was able to speak. "All monkeys have ears behind their eyes," she said, "but we haven't. Why don't we have ears?" When her mother heard her words, she laughed and laughed. Then she said, "Come here and have a look. Can you see anything behind my eyes? Look, these are my ears. We do have ears, but our ears are not the same as the monkeys. Ours are very little." Then the little chicken ran back and told the other little chickens her story. They all laughed about the chicken's mistake.